Season countdown continues. Time now to move back to the GDFL, and we're going to speak all things Corio. Been lucky enough to be joined by new Corio coach, Darren Bennett. Benny, thanks for joining us in the K-Rock studios. It's been a bit of a baptism of fire over the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Kingy. Yeah, has been a bit of a battle, but we're onwards and upwards and dealing with what we've got and powering along.
Talk to us about how it all came about. Andrew Challis obviously coached the club last year. I believe he had a two-year contract but has had to step down from that. But yep. How did it come about that you're in the top job?
Greg Ince contacted me. I was actually going to step away for the year. I'd previously been assistant coach at West, and I spoke to Greg Mallor and said I sort of wanted to focus on the boys a little bit. But Greg Ince gave me a call and said Chal would be stepping down and they were looking for someone to replace him, and it just seemed right to go home and try and help the club.
You're a club great. Did you feel a sense of obligation to take it on?
Yeah, definitely. My whole family's very passionate about Corio. We're Corio people. So, yeah, it just made sense that rather than worry about it falling apart, I just thought that, you know, it's the right time to go back and use my learnings to help the guys that are there.
Yep. What did you learn at your time away with working under the likes of Greg Mallor?
Yeah, working under Greg was fantastic for me and Andy Viola the year before, like both super coaches that have been around football a lot all over the place. And Greg, obviously coming from Richmond, he's pretty professional and he knows his stuff, and it was just good to be a sponge off him for the year.
Okay, so Andy steps down. It's about late October, early November. Obviously, when you've got that happening and a bit of uncertainty about the coaching role, hard to recruit, and it has been a little bit of a battle, but you're going to invest in some pretty talented kids.
Yeah, so there's a lot of local kids. There's a lot of local talent out our way, so you just got to embrace what we've got there and try and help those guys and teach those guys and give them opportunity to grow. Obviously, taking the job late, there was guys on contracts so sort of missed out on quite a few guys that were already contracted at other clubs. So yeah, just had to look to what we got.
All right. Let's talk about the kids. And last year, the under-19 team finished runner-up to St Joseph's in the Division 3 Grand Final. You provided the best and fairest in Jordan Campbell, but yep, also a pretty handy goal kicker in Nathan Kerger and another handy one in Jordan Hargraves. Those boys, I understand, have all committed to the club.
Yeah, and Mitch Sykes as well. So I talk to Sykesy regularly, and he's keen to have a crack at senior footy. So yeah, those guys will get every opportunity.
Jordan Campbell's a special talent, isn't he? He just needs to be harnessed in the right way.
Yeah, so Geordie's just had a baby, so I think he's probably done a little bit of growing up with his baby coming along, and he's been working pretty hard. So I have been talking to Geordie, and he hasn't trained many times, but yeah, time to get him down there and get him going for the season.
I was going to say, he'd slot straight into your midfield, wouldn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He's an extreme talent and one we don't want to lose.
You get Michael Cadman back to the club, and obviously Michael, you know, as a junior from Corio, but also he was at Geelong West, and yep, is a talent, and yep, you bring him in, I suppose he takes a leadership role straight away, doesn't
he? Yeah, definitely. He also lived at my house for quite some time, Mick, so we've got a pretty good connection. And his leadership since he's been back's been outstanding. Yeah. Obviously still coming back from a knee reconstruction, so he's got to take it easy at times, and you've got to sort of pull him back because he just wants to, you know, he just wants to help fix the club and make the club the best it can be, but he just needs to realise where he's at a little bit as well.
When do you hope to have him available?
Well, we're hoping for round one. He had a little bit of a setback. He's got some soreness in his knee at the moment, so I've just got him just going to the gym and doing some swims. He sees Bill Dixon again on Wednesday, so hopefully all good from there.
Okay, fingers crossed. Jason Burke's come across from Inverleigh, got plenty of experience.
Yeah, Jace Burke's one I targeted pretty early on. So Jace was obviously at the club last time I was there, and one thing I identified, our guys really need someone to follow and someone to look up to, and I think Jace really suits that. And he's professional on the track and he's professional off it, so these boys can get around him. And when we actually signed him, the glow in the boys' faces was pretty good to see.
Yep, the club's lacked stability. Obviously,
definitely.
They had, I think, half a dozen coaches over the last 5 years, yep, alone with different exits and comings and goings. Have you committed to a longer term deal with the club?
Well, I've signed for 2 years, but hopefully it goes a lot longer than that. And yeah, as you said, we need stability. Some of these kids have come through and they've had a different coach every year they've played footy, and that's not ideal for them. That's not going to help them along. So yeah, Greg Ince is back as president and he's been fantastic. So hopefully we can build something together.
You've lost a few players, though. Couple of handy ones. Dylan Shelley, especially a Cariah junior. It's always tough when you see juniors go, but not only... It's not they've gone to a GFL club and hoping to continue their footy at a high level. Yeah. When they leave the region, makes it even tougher.
Yeah, definitely. So I think Dylan's girlfriend's got a pretty strong connection up in Ararat. So Dylan's gone back or gone there with his girlfriend. So all the best to him. He probably needed a change. And you know, as Dylan knows, the door's always open.
Yep. Chris Warwick's come across with Andy Chalice last year, but he's going to go back to East
Geelong. Yeah, Chris is going back to East.
Yep, and Luke Priddle out to Port Arlington.
Luke Priddle, yeah, Luke was another one I contacted early on when I got the job, and Luke was already gone, so there wasn't much I could do there.
Yeah, it's been, we talk about that lack of stability, and obviously there was some number issues over a couple of those pre-season. How are you for numbers in terms of being able to put two sides on the park?
Our training's pretty much been between 22 and 27 every night, so the numbers have been good.
Yep. So it's just a case of rolling a few back from cricket and the like.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get a few guys back from cricket. There's a few dragging their feet that have been playing cricket, and yeah, it's hard to get those guys back from cricket when they're probably in a bit of a rut with the club as far as losing all the time, and they just don't seem to have the commitment they need yet. But that's something I've got to work on over the next couple of years and build that up and get those guys training and get the best out of them.
You've lost 23 straight games, haven't won since around 13, yep. 2017. How do you change that losing mentality and get the guys wanting to win games of, well, winning games of football? They want to win games of footy, but getting them winning games of football.
Yeah, just bringing in my own structures and stuff I've learnt hopefully helps them. You can already see when they're doing some drills and stuff, they're willing to learn. They want to learn. They want to change. They want the club to be better. And of course, I do. So we've just got to put a few systems in place and as we go, build those relationships and then next year, hopefully, we can completely turn our training efforts and mindset completely around.
Yep. Couple of practice matches, Laverton out of the Western Region League, and you're going to have a hit out against Bell Post Hill over six quarters, so to speak. Bell Post Hill traditionally don't play practice matches, but that might be a nice little gauge about where you might sit in the pecking order.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be really good. Give our guys a test against one of the sides that's been up there for a long time. Obviously, they're going through a few changes as well, but you know, it's just another opportunity to see where we're at.
Yep. Your first month is incredibly tough. You get the reigning Premier Thompson first up. Geelong West, who are anticipated to be thereabouts. Winchelsea are expected to improve again, and Aniki will probably be better as well. I talk about baptism of fire as a coach.
Absolutely.
That is a real... April's going to be very tough.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to get through. I've got good people behind me that are giving me support, so I know... Like Greg Mallor and I talk to Stuffer regularly. We've been friends for a long time, and I know Andy Viola's just a phone call away. Craig Benson's going to come on board and just mentor me a little bit and keep me strong and.
Yeah, it's you're passionate about it, aren't you? Because it's your club.
Yeah,
you know,
that's when you right. Play 300 my kids games grew there. Up there. You know, I played all my footy there. All my mates support the club, and when you go back and you see them losing. And you don't see the guys at the footy anymore, it sort of breaks your heart a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people have put in a lot of work over the last few years, I suppose, just to keep the doors open, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely, yep.
Could have been easy. A lot of people could have thrown their hands in the air and gone, oh, this is getting a little bit too hard. What does our future hold? But junior-wise, will you field full complement?
Hopefully. We've got a couple of the under-19 boys from last year chasing up a few of their mates to see how we go as far as 19s. 17s and 15s looks a bit slim at the moment. We've got under 13s. We've got a full side of under 13s. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a few kids from out in the community to come and have a kick.
I suppose that's the big thing. If you live in Cariah or the northern suburbs, there's an opportunity there. If you want to play football, there's a club on your doorstep.
Oh, absolutely. And our community needs a football club, and you know those kids need somewhere to go and a club they can get involved in and give them enjoyment.
Yep. Who's impressed you on the track? Anybody that's put their hand up and really said, I want to be part of the senior side come round one?
Yeah, there has been a couple of them, actually. Nick Flacaveno's been fantastic. He's barely missed a session, and he's another one that's just had a baby, but he's keen as mustard, and he's always there, and he's always getting the best out of himself. Jake Munkovic comes to training and just puts in every night he's there. He really has a crack and goes home pretty worn out. James Box has stood up a bit as a leader. He's been really good, and his running ability is really strong. So, Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, anybody, anything you're focused on, I should say, in regards to pre-season? Has it been a bit of a fitness base that you really want to get up? And I suppose the fitter you are, the more competitive you can be.
Yeah, also, like, trying to make it enjoyable for them. So we do a fair bit of running early, and then we just get into the balls and get them pinging around and get the guys excited. We do a lot of contested work, and, yeah, just trying to get the boys going and hungry and keen.
Yep. Thompson, as we said, first up. Yeah. Are they the team to beat? As you look at the league, are they sitting, well, not pretty to win another flag, but they're probably going to be tough to roll?
Yeah, they're probably on the other end of the scale to us, really. Like, they've had people want to go there because they're successful now. And, yeah, we're at the other end where guys really don't want to come to a rebuild. When your average loses margins over 100 points, it's a pretty daunting task to a lot of people. So, yeah, Thompson are definitely the team to beat. And I also think Bannockburn will be pretty good when you add guys like Jack Broman back into the side, yeah, and Tom Gillies. I've seen firsthand what he's capable of. So,
yeah. Talk to us about realistic aims for this year. Is it just firstly breaking that losing drought and getting the guys tasting what it's like to get 4 points?
Yeah, probably not so much wins and losses. It's probably more just closing the gap, bringing the boys on and closing that gap so we don't have the big blowouts. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the young group at times, yeah, you're going to be up and down. But, yeah, I really just want to close that gap from those 100-point losses.
Well, Darren, it's a tough job, but if anybody's well-equipped to take it on, it's your good self. And, of course, being a club great, I can see the passion in your voice that you want Corio to be successful again. It has been too long since we've seen the Devils up and about and playing finals, and it won't probably happen this year, but hopefully you can put something in place. I suppose I've got to ask the question. Yeah. You've got two talented young sons. One's obviously at Werribee in Joel, and Toby has had some injury issues, and he's been at Geelong West. Are they potentially on the radar for coming years?
Yeah, well, as I said, we're a Cryer family. The boys, it'll always be home to the boys. So why they want to play high level football, I'm never going to stop them. You know, so when the time's right and they decide that's what they want, it'll be their decision and theirs only.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fantastic to have D Bennett coaching the club and maybe J Bennett captaining the club down the
track? Well, one day, hopefully that happens. And you know, or hopefully one day after I've been there, the club's in a better place and I can sit back and just watch it and be pretty proud of what I've achieved.
Darren, we really appreciate you coming in. It is a tough start to the season. Thompson in round one on April 6th.
Crazy, isn't that? Thanks to the rolling draw, eh?
Yeah, there's some benefits to the rolling draw and there's some significant drawbacks as well. And unfortunately, you've been on the end of one of them. Good luck for season 2019. Appreciate you coming in.
Cheers, Kingy.
Darren Bennett there joining us, the coach of Corio. Next in our season countdown series, we're going to catch up with Drysdale co-coach Daniel Jull.